I'm joined by Rory Smith, who, along with being one of the foremost sports and football columnists in the United Kingdom, if not the world, has now branched out into becoming a spy novelist. He wrote something last week for The Athletic involving the referee at the centre of Fenerbahce versus Galatasaray, who was flown in. He was given this job, given this task, and Rory framed him as a whistleman, a man who had a job to do, get in, get out, keep it clean, make sure that it's not dirty. That's what he did as he went into this situation in Turkey. But the context of the situation has ramifications for wider football. The comments around Real Madrid have ramifications as well. The Liverpool managers just had to accept a charge, which he did so quite gracefully, and we'll move on to that as well after what happened at Goodison Park, where frankly the game was dreadfully refereed. We can say that. It's fine to say that, Rory. It's fine to say that the refereeing is terrible on a regular basis. It's fine to say that no one knows how to referee Mo Salah. It's fine to say, I would say, that referees are coming to Anfield and trying to even the score the wrong way round. I genuinely do believe that to be the case. But I don't think it is fine to say that games of football are unrefereeable, which is the direction of travel it appears to be at the moment, if we're not careful.
Yeah, this sounds like a sort of VAR joke, and it's not meant to be. I think we're not very good at drawing lines, basically. I'm not sold on the idea that refereeing is terrible. I have a lot more sympathy, I think, for the referees than quite a lot of people, in the sense that I suspect they are being told to do two things at least, which are mutually exclusive. That's always been an issue, like the common sense consistency thing has always been an issue. I think increasingly, I would be staggered if all referees remember which silhouettes are allowed and which are not at any one time, because it's incredibly confusing. And I think there is a broader, like, structural issue with organisations like IFAB, who kind of set the rules, and how much they're tinkering around, like, around the edges of the rules. I think it must be incredibly confusing for everybody. I think we've talked ourselves into a position where, if you take that game at Goodison Park, there was 100% a foul on, was it Salah?
Yes.
By the Everton box a minute or two beforehand. Obviously, the laws of causation mean that if that foul is given, which it should have been, then Everton don't score that equaliser. Equally, I think the push on Konaté, which was very soft, might have been given as a push, or it might not have been given as a push, and both decisions are probably correct. And I think we've talked ourselves into a position where the referees literally can't do right for doing wrong.